So we have a little update for you from a group therapy from last week. But before we get to the update, I want to fill you in on what was going on. So Caroline had reached out to us last week, in fact, and was just basically like, hey, I'm stuck. My boss kind of pulled me aside and said, hey, you're doing a great job. We realize your potential, and we think you'd be a great fit for this position.
Yeah, like this, am I new for this gig? The problem was her bestie was in that gig.
Yeah, and not just like her bestie, like she knew her from college. Like they go back way to big time.
And the friend worked there longer,
yeah,
worked there before her.
Exactly. And so, you know, it was like, we want to keep your friend aboard. We're going to offer her kind of a reduced...
A little demotion.
Yeah, a little demotion.
Or but she could leave.
Yeah, yeah. But we'd like you to step into this role. And so she was like, I don't want to feel like I'm stealing a job from her. And
stepping
what do I do?
Her face to get there.
Now, I said, look, take the gig. She's going to get demoted anyway. Like, it's not...
It's either going to be you or somebody else.
Right, right. So, you know, I would... take the gig. Now, there were a lot of people that were like, well, maybe you should give her a heads up.
Yeah, they were wondering if that's the case.
Yeah, and some people were even like, you know, ask her about the job. Like, what are some of the challenges?
You suggested that,
oh,
too,
really?
Just to try to bet and see what else you're going to have to do.
Hey, are there any, like, problem spots? What would you say your biggest challenges are with this position?
And still others were like, just kind of play ignorant. Like,
now,
you don't know any of this is going on. And then whenever the boss does what they're going to do, you're just going to be like, oh, my gosh. I'm
right.
So sorry.
There were surprisingly a lot of people that were like, you got to give her a heads up. And I think that's a wrong idea.
Well, it could put you in potential trouble,
yeah,
with the higher-ups, especially if...
Yeah, if you give her a heads up and then she says, well... Caroline said,
right,
then all of a sudden...
Busts into the boss's office and says, what do you mean,
yeah,
you're demoting me?
Yeah, we've, I mean, seen that sort of thing play out.
A lot
out.
Of scenarios could play out, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So,
delicate situation, though.
It was.
I think most people were like, she should take the job.
So anyways, we reached out and she responded.
She did.
So we do have a response from Caroline. We'll get to coming up next. Again, last week, we talked to Caroline in group therapy about her issue at her job. Boss had confided in her that she was a better fit for this promotion than her best friend who currently had the job. What did she do? We have the update.
Delicate situation indeed. She says, hey, Ben and Kelly, just wanted to follow up after you read my email on the air about the whole promotion versus best friend situation.
Yeah.
First off, thank you for talking through it.
Mm-hmm.
I really needed some outside perspective.
Okay.
So after thinking it over... I decided to take the promotion.
Okay, good.
But I asked my boss to handle everything with my friend first.
Sure.
Unfortunately, I thought this would be a process that would happen over several weeks, but that wasn't the case. The next day,
wow,
my boss offered her a demotion,
uh-huh,
and she ended up resigning.
Oh, wow.
I felt absolutely awful.
Yeah.
But I sat her down last weekend and told her the company had offered me her old job.
Yeah.
To my surprise, she took the news way better than I expected.
Okay.
She told me she was happy for me,
mm-hmm,
ready for a change anyway, still loves me as a friend.
Aw.
Even gave me a couple of tips for stepping into the new role.
Wow.
See that, Ben? You had suggested, ask her about the job. And what are some things you can do during the day? It's still bittersweet. I'm really grateful for your advice and even more grateful that my best friend and I are still solid after all this. So thanks for helping me through it.
Wow.
Caroline.
Well, that's best case scenario right there.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. She gets the job and she gets to keep the friend.
I don't know.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm just saying the couple tips that she gave her. Maybe those aren't great tips.
Maybe they're sabotage.
I don't know. I would take those with a grain of salt because maybe those tips are maybe part of why she's not in that role anymore.
You know what? Maybe she said, you know, she was
true,
ready for a change. Maybe she maybe saw the writing on the wall.
Yeah, yeah. And she probably knew that this was coming. Maybe even her boss had told Caroline's friend, like, hey, you need to do this, 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 and this. or we're going to have to start looking for another
and
person.
And maybe she was just staying at the job because of her friend.
Yeah, maybe not.
She liked, you know, working with her and was just hanging on even though she wasn't feeling the actual job.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Well, Caroline, thank you for following back up with us because, again, that seems like best case scenario.
Yes.
That's for
now,
sure.
Now, the even best case would be that her friend goes on and finds another great job that fits her better.
True. True.
Because that's still the unfortunate part about it is her friend is unemployed.
Yes, that is the case.
Yes, so we're hoping now the next update is she finds a great new job and you guys can do lunches together.
Yeah, that'd be nice. All right. Well, hey, Caroline, thank you for following up. There you go. The update on group therapy on 99.7 DJX.